If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Near, fun, and absolutely worth it. It's time for Best of the Midwest.
All righty. Pretty excited about this visit we're about to take. It's to Billings, Montana. Mariah Pennington joins us now. She is the marketing director for Visit Billings, Montana. And Mariah, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, John. I'm so excited to be here.
I am excited, too. Yes, I don't think we'd qualify Montana as the Midwest. We're looking past that. Midwest adjacent, close enough. There's a direct flight. And really, the landscape of where you are just looks incredible. Paint us as best of a picture as you can of what it looks like out of the window of the tallest building in Billings.
Well, Billings is the biggest city in Montana, and I know that's not saying much for your neck of the woods, but we sit right on the edge of both the beautiful eastern Montana, where there's dark skies and rolling hills, and then right on the edge of the west of Montana, which is all mountains and national parks. So we're uniquely situated to offer travelers all kinds of experiences with that they're looking for. So
seems like a good first step on a journey that takes you to some of those surrounding areas that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Maybe the home base for a western excursion.
Yep. So we are about an hour away from Yellowstone National Park via the Beartooth Scenic Highway. And if anyone has ever been on that highway, it's absolutely spectacular, stunning, voted one of the most scenic drives in America. So, and Yellowstone National Park, I mean, enough said, right? There's so much to see and do there. And then also lakes and rivers and mountains. And it's my neck of the woods, so I do a lot of backpacking and fishing in that area. So, yeah. Absolutely incredible.
I'm on Google Maps right now, just dropping the little yellow guy onto any old road. And I'm just turning around and blown away at just how beautiful it is. Yeah, I mean, to be connected with nature, and maybe this summer, especially with the country's 250th birthday and our celebration of the national parks, you know, Billings should be at the top of the bill for people, huh?
Absolutely. We are right on the path of Lewis and Clark, so lots of great history. We have Pompey's Pillar just 20 minutes from Billings, lots of incredible museums in the Billings area, but also we have a huge 250th weekend coming up the end of August with Navy Week, which only goes to about 13 cities in the nation, so we'll have Navy Week here, and then the end of that week, we're celebrating with the International Air Show with the Blue Angels. And then we also have Banana Ball that whole weekend, which is kind of crazy that they're coming to Billings, Montana. But, yeah, it's kind of fun.
Well, we got Banana Fever a couple of years ago here. So.
Oh, you did? Oh, awesome.
It was awesome.
That's awesome.
I think they're playing
pretty excited.
I think they're playing at Wrigley Field this year as well here in Chicago.
Oh, that's cool.
Might be easier to get a ticket in Billings, not going to lie. To that point, you know, I know we're here in May 19th. We're not quite in summer yet or unofficial summer, but I think that some of us feel already everything's got to be all booked up. Is that the case in Billings, or can I plan a trip here in May that's going to take me there in June or July?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We have plenty of space for anyone who wants to visit Billings. It's just so beautiful. I'm looking out the window right now, and it's so green, and the weather's a little bit cooler than what you guys are experiencing right now. I think it's around 70 degrees, but we have the beautiful rims and the Yellowstone River, and I just can't wait to get out and play. And lots of rooms available all summer long. So
yeah, that's good to hear. And a little cooler. That's going to be fortuitous for us in July and August. We're looking for something a little cooler than the heat and humidity in Chicago. Not that the temperatures don't get up there, but I imagine they come down at night and offer a great opportunity to see the sky and the stars. Just seems like a beautiful space for that.
Yep. The skies in Montana are like no other. My grandson a couple of years ago said, "I don't like the sky. It looks like I'm going to fall into it." Yep, it does feel like that because it's just so vast. Whether there's clouds or dark skies, it's just absolutely incredible. You see all the stars. It's called Big Sky Country for a reason. So
yeah, I mean, it just seems incredibly gorgeous. The pictures. I've never made my way that up that way. I don't want to sell Billings itself short because You know, it's funny because I, you know, this is maybe the bad example, but I went to like Reykjavik, Iceland, thinking, oh, I'm going to love the landscape, the nature, and that's all I'm going to do. And I ended up falling in love with the town itself, too, the vibe of the downtown, the breweries there, the restaurants. And I bet that happens in Billings, too. People come for the nature and then discover a fun town in Billings itself.
Yeah, people visit Billings and they always say, I had no idea you guys had such a cool arts and culture scene, that you had such amazing restaurants. We have the biggest brewery district in the region with the only walkable brewery district. Lots of, like I said, incredible restaurants, museums, attractions, and then really great events that really draw a lot of travelers from across the region. So
I know your answer will be as long as possible, but like, what makes a good length of a trip to Billings to be able to like make it your home base, see it, and also see the surrounding area? Probably at least a good, at least a long weekend, and probably a week, right?
Yeah, at least a long weekend. There's so much to see and do in the area, and we have so many places to stay that you can get kind of into those off the beaten path areas in eastern Montana, but also western Montana, but still have a really great place to stay in Billings. So it really makes a great spot for you to start your trip, spend some time in and around downtown for a few days, and then make some little day trips.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. One of my always struggles with, especially going to a place where nature is one of the things, is the big thing to do, is that when I get there, I don't know the quickest way to the quickest trail, or I don't know, you know, how to really enjoy nature in the way that the locals do. Are you guys good with like building a trip for other people? Like, is the visitbillings.com equipped to kind of give me a rundown? Here's what a 3-day trip would do. Here are the highlights. Here's a 7-day itinerary for you. Do you kind of see what I'm asking here?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have itineraries on our website. Our social media is spectacular, and we're always sharing itineraries, tips. We even have a secret spots in Billings, kind of a thing that we do once or twice a month, just to kind of show people, this is where the locals are eating, this is what the locals are doing, because travel right now, people really want to experience what the local flavor is doing. They don't want to do necessarily all the touristy things. They want to really immerse themselves and do authentic travel. And Billings is nothing if it's not authentic. The people are really what make Billings who it is. And the authenticity of the people that you will meet in shops and in restaurants and the things that you're doing is incredible. So yeah, we have those itineraries, we have ideas, and then also we have this really great digital kiosk at the airport. So when you fly in, you can go to the kiosk, you can, oh, I love this, I love this. It'll build your itinerary for you, and it'll send it directly to your phone or your email, and then you have your trip planned for you. So
that's clever. And a direct flight from Chicago. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yep. We have direct flights with American Airlines and then also some United direct flights as well. But I've found there's a lot of people in Chicago that road trip.
Yes.
They drive all the way from Chicago to here. So I feel like we could call ourselves Midwest because you guys are willing to drive. So
I'd say we can say that. I mean, Midwest people, a 7-hour drive ain't anything. An 18-hour drive, which is what it is to Billings. And I am noting also, as I look at the map and the directions, as I look to go to Billings, there's an 18-hour and 17-minute drive that takes you, that you split off in Wisconsin towards the northern route. You go through middle of Minnesota, you go through North Dakota, and then you head southwest into Billings. Or for about the exact same time, I can do southern Minnesota, South Dakota, tip into Wyoming. I guess what I'm saying is you could drive one way the southern route there, one way back, and hit a bunch of different things along the way. See a bunch of our country on one road trip.
Yep, absolutely. And that northern route actually will take you through Medora, North Dakota, which is where the new Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library will be opening in mid-June, which is really exciting. And then if you take that southern route, it takes you right past Mount Rushmore, Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument, and then right into Billings. So there's so much history and so many things to see on the way that if it was me, I would road trip, but
yeah,
that's me.
I am too. I'm right there with you. 708, went to Billings, Glacier National Park during COVID, my best trip ever. Everyone should experience this part of the country. 312.
I thought everybody did during COVID.
Yeah, right. I bet you did, yeah. Or bought a farm or something there, or a house.
Yeah.
312 Billings is incredible. I love it. And 773, I was also dropping the Google yellow guy in Billings just now, too. Yeah, that's how I look around. Mariah, I really appreciate you sharing this with us. We'll include you in the Midwest here for our own purposes. It's a really great escape week away, and just seems incredible. Visitbillings.com. That's where you want people to go, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today.
And I can't wait to fall into the sky. I think that's a great way to put that.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye.